Yeah, Jason had mentioned that to me and so forth, and that was good news. That was good news. I thought he was going to be telling me something about you guys, that we had to do something differently, but it was good. I'm not sure. I don't know if he knew it. I don't think it sunk in initially when I said it to him initially, but he was thrilled. And I mean, it's a great honor. I mean, people know how that Pro Bowl stuff goes and so forth. And I think anytime you get elected, it's a special honor. And guys are excited about it. No matter how the process goes and what you think about the process, when you get selected, at the end of the day, it's a great feeling. And he's no different than any of the other players.
How did he step up this year overall?
He just continues to lead, and he's continuing to grow as a player, a young player still, that's still learning. But at the same time, he's trying to be that leader, and he's been a great influence on the young guys. And I think with the way he goes about his business and the way he prepares, I think it sets a great example. And he's just continuing to do a really good job in that area. Always been a hard worker. So we just like to keep him going and really keep the same work ethic that he's displayed from day one when he first got here. That hasn't changed.
And besides making plays, doesn't he even have more of a presence on the field, even between plays and getting guys lined up?
Well, you see him just talking with guys more. You see his energy, trying to keep everybody together. And I think, to me, that's such an integral part of being a leader and a great teammate and so forth. No matter what the situation, good or bad, through all the ebb and flow of the game, he's right there, and he has a positive mentality throughout the whole deal. And I think that's contagious, because things aren't going to always go your way when you're out there on the field. And I think his attitude and how he approaches things and how he's trying to be uplifting to all the guys out there, young, old, doesn't matter if he's a vet. You'll see him talking to Peppers. You'll see him talking to Hawkins, you know, Dorliant, you know, this past week. I mean, that's just what he is. And I think the guys feed off of that.
It's easy to see the interceptions. Is there any other part of his game that has stood out to you?
I've been – one of the things, and we talk about all the time, because I'm big on fundamentals, and his tackling this year. When he first – I think his first year he was in double digits with missed tackles, and this year he's gotten that thing significantly lower. I mean, and last year it was lower, but this has probably been the best year. And just so fundamentally, and the consistency part of it is one of the things I've been pleased with, because interceptions don't come, and that's just a byproduct of being where you're supposed to be, flying to the football and playing with the proper technique and then taking advantage of the opportunities that come to you.
Darren, I was talking to Hi yesterday a little bit, and he said he had a conversation with Wood in Canton. I'm just wondering if – I know this is a – he just made his first Pro Bowl, so I understand that I'm getting way ahead of myself. But do you see – I mean, you were around Wood for a long time. Do you see anything that makes you feel like this guy's got a little bit of that? I know that's lofty praise, but are there any little pieces of him that you can see in this kid?
I think the thing that you probably see now – compared to his first couple years, is that he's not afraid to make a mistake. And if he sees something with his eyes out there on the field, he's going to trust it and he's going to go with it. And he's not going to be right every time, but he's going to be more right than he is wrong. And I think that's a unique quality, because you have some guys that are so afraid to fail, they don't really trust their instincts and cut loose, because they think about the negative of what's going to happen as opposed to the positive. And I think you see that in him, in his demeanor, his preparation, film study. And you see it out there on the field, just in his body language and so forth. And when he first got here, he was really, really quiet. And he depended on Morgan a lot to communicate and make checks and adjustments and so forth. But now you see him being, you know, more of that guy. I mean, they're both working in conjunction with one another, where he's just not relying on Morgan to do all the communicating, so to speak. And then you see him trust in his eyes. And it may not be perfect, and you know, they're not going to grade out 100%. and that's okay. But the name of the game is when you play the safety position, it's big hits and interceptions. Those are the two things that I'm going to get you notarized more than anything else. And so that's kind of been our mantra starting last year, that when we come out of a game, we want to, you know, have some impact plays in that regard, whether it's a big hit or a big play on the ball.
Is that natural? As a guy who started as a rookie himself, is that natural to be quiet and to be a little bit more worried about failing than succeeding initially, and do you have to grow out of that?
I think you do have to grow out of it, and they're really good ones to do. They come out of it a little bit faster, and I think a lot of it depends on the success that you have early on, and we got great guys. I mean, the guys on defense, they support one another, and we know that we got playmakers, and the name of the game is getting the ball back for our offense, and the quickest way to do that is via turnover, or three and out. And so we know we're not going to be perfect, but we stay together as one, and their belief in one another and being good teammates is a big part of that, because all of it goes hand in hand. And the one thing that you see constantly preach more than anything else is running to the ball. And if you're not running to the ball, he's probably going to call you out. And so you see him doing that a little bit more in terms of holding everybody accountable, which is that's to me, it's a little thing, but it speaks volumes, about the pride of your defense when you got all 11 guys flying to the ball and doing the little things.
You got Sam's two interceptions. He was in the right place at the right time. The guy sailed the throw and everything like that. In that defense that you were playing in the particular moment, is that exactly where you're supposed to be?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. The first one, I thought that was a really tremendous play on his part, because he kind of left his half field and came back over. And I don't, if he doesn't make it, Morgan probably makes it. And I'm sure Morgan probably thought he had it coming in his hands, and boom, here comes high out of nowhere. And he covered a lot of ground in that regard. But that, to me, that was that was an example of him trusting his eyes and believing in what he saw in the quarterback in terms of the things that we look for, indicators to get a little a jump start on where the ball's going to go. And that was a great example of that in terms of him trusting what he saw, and he believed it. And as a result, he ended up making a play. We got to work on his running skills, though, because I tell you what, he ain't look like the niftiest guy when he gets the ball in his hand. So we've been working on some running drills, so when we get the ball, we can go score, because that's the one thing we haven't done on defense yet. We haven't had a score, and this defense normally gets in the end zone. And I told him we got 2 weeks left, so hopefully we can get in there. Yeah, we got to clean that up too. I may sit him down there with Coach Sermons and work on ball security, but more importantly, we got to get his running skills sharpened a little bit.
He's a former running back, too. It's got to be harsh.
Well, that's what he says, and I don't know if any of the guys believe that, because I said, you've had some opportunities now, and you ain't look too swift. So I think he was trying a little harder on Sunday, believe it or not, because he cut back against the grain, because, ever since from day one you catch an interception, they say, get to the near sideline. I said, that's not working. So you get one this time. Cut back against the grain. Do something. We need a score on defense. Make something happen. Don't just be satisfied with just catching the ball.